Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. It all continues now. This is Hour 2 of 2, the broadcast for February the 28th in the year of our Lord, 2018. The goal, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. If we want to make America great again, we got to make America moral again. Let's get it done, folks. All right, by the way, really quick, WorldNet Daily, or WND.com, 2 days left in the Save WND campaign. They're asking folks to donate. They're up against the big media, as you know we are as well. And man, things are just rough when they use Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and they literally shut down all of our content. And then, hey, we had to deals for, you know, funding and advertising and stuff like that, and they literally steal all the revenue and shut us down. It's been an epic battle. WND.com and Liberty News Radio and many others are in the same boat, but WND.com wants your financial support now. I don't get a penny if you promote them. However, I absolutely have a stake in their success. Why? Well, several reasons. One, we rely on them for a lot of news we get. They're one of the most intrepid reporting organizations out there with a Christian focus. There's a lot of hard-hitting news out there, but how many of them actually have a Christian focus that matters, huh? See, that's critical for us, because it's all about God, family, and country in that order. It's all about the protection of life, liberty, and property. It's all about the supreme law of the land. It's all about the checks and balances that made America great. That's what we're talking about, right? Anyway, I digress, except to say, WND.com, please help them today. All right, our guest right now is Art Moore. He's a columnist for WND.com, and he wrote an incredible article, but learn a little bit about Art Moore first, okay? He's the co-author of one of the best-selling books called See Something, Say Nothing. He entered the media world as a PR assistant for the Seattle Mariners and a correspondent for the AP covering pro and college sports. He reported for a Chicago area daily newspaper. He was an incredible senior news writer for Christianity Today magazine. Wow. And an editor for Worldwide Newsroom. Before joining WND shortly after 9/11, he earned a master's degree in communications from Wheaton College. He's just a phenomenal guy. His book, again, See Something, Say Nothing. Get it from WND.com bookstore today. Art, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Sam.
All right, now, let's talk about your book for a quick second, then we'll get into the article. What do you mean, see something, say nothing?
Well, it is truly a remarkable story, and it's the story of a DHS Islam subject matter expert, Philip Haney. Philip Haney was there from the beginning of the DHS back in 2003, but he was unlike many there who began to realize that Islam is not really a threat to us. It's just one among many of these different problems that we face. And but what Philip began to do is simply put together the dots, put together all of the evidence out there that radical Islam is in fact a threat to America. And so in effect, he said something. And when he said something, they shut him down. They literally erased a lot of his intelligence that he put together.
They more than shut him down. Not only did they erase everything, they absolutely relentlessly attacked his credibility, right?
They attacked him. They actually lodged 9 different complaints against him. And ultimately, they nearly brought him to criminal charges. Related to the Boston Marathon case. That's a whole story in itself, where he actually had information that if it was acted on, could have prevented the Boston Marathon bombing. The same with the San Bernardino attack. He put together a case that could have prevented that from happening.
And maybe we could have prevented this shooting in Florida from happening. We'll get to that coming up. Continue, sir.
Yeah. So, you know, it's there's so much there. It's an amazing story. Really, through the eyes of Philip Haney, you can see this history of DHS, starting out with the intent to simply, you know, protect our nation from threats, foreign and domestic, and the biggest threat, as we understand, is the threat of Islamic terrorism. But because of political correctness, it certainly was very much seen during the Obama administration. This idea that you know, these right wingers out there, people blowing up abortion clinics and the KKK, they are all lumped together, you know, as an equal threat to terrorism. And we don't want to call it Islamic terrorism. And so there was this effort, and a lot of it, we'll get to, you know, where this comes from. It turns out that groups like the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is actually a front for the Muslim Brotherhood, have been involved in influencing our policy. They get into, literally, they get up to the table where a policy is being formulated.
In other words, they get appointed to influential positions within the administrations, right?
Right. They do, and in some cases, they've been on these advisory councils, and they come in and they say, you can't say that this is Islamic terrorism. You can't say that Islam itself has anything to do with the threat that we face. That's bigoted, that's biased, and they have literally pressed for the erasure of terms in training manuals, in any kind of document that our government uses to prepare us to face this threat, to defend our country from it. They want to say, no, that, you know, Islam has nothing to do with this. And
now, Barack Obama, well-known ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, ladies and gentlemen. You've got three congressmen, Keith Ellison, I think is his name, and a couple of others that literally are hanging out with Louis Farrakhan and some of these other radical terrorist groups across the world, etc. So the problem is that, you know what, all of people who believe in Islam are not evil and are not bad guys. However, there is a radical element that's been co-opted by these people and protected by literally the United States of America, because we can't use certain words to articulate the reality. We can't document the details publicly. We do it factually, but the mainstream press is against us, and so we can't tell the real tale, which is the biggest key to stopping terrorism that we could find, isn't it?
It is. It's simply this age-old philosophy of warfare that you must name the enemy in order to defeat the enemy, and we're not willing to name the enemy.
Well, and then we have ties to all kinds of governments, and we fund terrorism around the world. We fund, train, and arm many organizations tied to terror, and it's just a hush-hush, shut up, because it builds the military-industrial complex idea.
Well, yeah, I think you know, there's a particular problem that we faced over the last 15 years that is really the merger of political correctness with this movement. It's a worldwide movement, and one of the, you know, the major forces is the Muslim Brotherhood. That is, as crazy as it sounds to a lot of people, they literally are about world domination, and they have fronts in our country, and this is provable by evidence that the FBI has collected, including wiretap evidence.
And that's what I mean by it's factual. The problem is the media won't carry it, and they shut us down and call us nuts for bringing it up, even though we have the facts, right?
No, it's true. Yeah, no, you know, we talk about this idea of political correctness, but it really is it's the doctrine of a political philosophy, a worldview. That is another word for it is progressivism. It's the progressive, you know, liberal worldview, and you know, people I think don't really understand the history of it in our country. You know, going back to the early part of the 20th century, it's a very coherent, logical worldview that is basically about creating on Earth a heaven or utopia. It's utopianism, and we know. I mean, all you have to do is look at the Soviet Union, China, North Korea, and now Venezuela, of course, has been experimenting with it, and you see how that's worked out. But in every case, the path to this utopia is obviously a path to hell.
Now, Barack Obama has been neck deep in this Muslim Brotherhood connection as well, right? And tied with care and literally allowing these appointees to end up in administrations, right?
Yeah, and I think it's important to point out that it even began during the Bush administration.
So this is a bipartisan sellout.
Yeah, I think President Bush, certainly was desiring to protect our nation, but I think he was misadvised. I think he got into his circle some of these advisors who said the way forward is to talk about Islam as a religion of peace and to essentially appease some of these leaders, including people in the Arab Gulf countries.
The problem with appeasing those folks is they just look at it as weakness on display. That's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not for war. I am for peace, but I am for calling a spade as well. Art Moore with us, ladies and gentlemen. Well-known WND.com columnist. He also is co-author of the best-selling book, See Something, Say Nothing. Get it today at WND.com. Back in seconds with Art Moore on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Art Moore with us. Well-known columnist with WND.com. Also wrote an incredible book. Co-author, if you will, of the best-selling book, See Something, Say Nothing, available at WND.com. Now, Art, this setting the stage on the book, it's an incredible reality check, if you will, but let's back it into what matters for the American people, because sometimes when we discuss this, we say, well, these presidents know more than we do. They're on the inside. They have kind of a softer approach on this. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe there's a strategy. Thank heavens there's peace at home. Maybe they're okay on this thing. until you start to read the columns you write that really brings it home, sadly, in a very negative way to the American people. The one that I emailed you about to get you on the radio is this. Broward deputy works for Muslim mafia. Care leader conducted weapons training in a radical mosque right here in America. This is not a abstract discussion. It's real, Art.
Yeah. And I think this is part and parcel to what we've been talking about, setting this up, is that there's tremendous naivete regarding the fact that we have these front groups, literally front groups for Hamas, which is the Palestinian branch of the Muslim Brotherhood right here in America. And what you're talking about is a deputy for the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Of course, this is the office that's been in the news since that horrible school shooting. But one of their deputies, it turns out, is the regional operations director for the Florida chapter of this group, the Council on American Islamic Relations. And again, the group that was formed back in the early 90s by Muslim Brotherhood operatives for the purpose of, and this is actually what the FBI found through a wiretap, for the purpose of putting a media twinkle on the Muslim Brotherhood's efforts here in America. And what are those efforts? What is the ultimate aim? The aim is to establish Islamic law in America. And in fact, leaders for this group, the Council on American Islamic Relations, themselves have said, they've been caught saying that Muslims here in America, your job is not to assimilate. We don't want to see you assimilate. We want to see you become a part of this effort to make Islamic law the law of the land. And so you have this deputy who works for that organization, and he is using his influence to bring Scott Israel. You know, he's the guy you've seen on TV all the time, the sheriff there, to bring him to these different mosques to bring, you know, essentially this message of appeasement, that we're here for you and we love you and we're sorry too about these Islamophobes and these bigots that are constantly criticizing you. But you talked about the active shooter training that took place at a mosque. Turns out to be another one of these mosques that's related to the Muslim Brotherhood. And the thing about it that really is so pernicious is that Hamza was explaining that this was necessary to train these people at the mosque to defend themselves because of this terrible backlash that was taking place in the wake of the San Bernardino massacre. And we referred to that earlier. So here is this idea that somehow all across America, Americans are rising up because they're angry about what happened in San Bernardino and they're threatening these mosques. And no such thing is happening. You know, occasionally you get these stories about somebody who throws bacon, drives by and throws a pack of bacon at a mosque or does something like that. And, you know, from time to time that kind of thing happens. There are people who will do that. But we've also found that many of these cases are actually fabricated, and it's a way to try to generate sympathy and a whole, you know, fundraising campaign.
Now, where do we go from here? We know Barack Obama's neck deep in it. We know that at some point, subverting America is, you know, if you take it to its extreme, it's paramount to treason. Now, I'm not calling these people all treasonous necessarily. I don't know what their understandings are at this point. But I do know this. This is literally rejecting the supreme law of our land and trying to make it subservient to this Muslim kind of a law or Sharia law kind of an idea. It's moving us in this way. To do that at some point kind of rises to the level of insurrections and treason. Now, I don't want to go as far as to say they're committing that at this point, only because I don't know who's who on the inside, and I don't know who's had what understanding and agreed to what along the way. Oftentimes, there's most people that are involved in something don't even realize what they're agreeing to or doing. They're just in this political correct state where they're like, well, my next door neighbor's a Muslim guy, and I know he's not evil. And so so they fall for this rhetoric or this agenda. But at some point, somebody's driving it with evil intention. I don't know how to separate the wheat from the tares in this case yet. But what I'm telling you is there's a real fine line there, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think what it is you have the Muslim Brotherhood, which is very intentional. They know what they're doing, and I think that they've found what Lenin called, and sorry to use this term, but useful idiots. That was his term.
Using that term on this program. We call it like it is. We didn't come up with the term. The enemy of liberty came up with the term.
I don't want to call my fellow Americans idiots, but it's a naivete is what it is. I think it's because they are focused with this idea that we should just accept everybody, accept everybody's ideas. I think we need to love people, but be discerning about these ideas that are dangerous. And I think that they've just been accepting of these ideas, many people. And I think there are people that are radical left wing activists that have a better sense of what's going on, and they see that the radical Muslims are good partners for a time in their desire to break down the system, to destroy the system, and to rebuild it in their own image. And so the Muslims certainly see that too from their standpoint, is that they can use these people from the left to bring about their aim of destroying Western civilization from within. I'm quoting that.
And once they have their agenda accomplished, they'll jettison each other for their own purposes. But in the meantime, they find very lucrative alliances that actually fuel or create the engine for their agenda, don't they?
Right. I mean, and it's absurd, obviously, to think about. We know ISIS throws gays off of buildings. And so it seems absurd that there would be this alignment with the LGBT movement and Muslims. And you can Google that and you can see how they're working with each other in some cases. But at some point, theoretically, the Muslims, their idea is if when they win, they're going to start throwing those LGBT people off buildings as well.
Well, and then when we talk about women, a lot of these women's organizations back some of these groups too and act like they're friends and associates. But hey, none of these Muslim folks, the Muslim Brotherhood and everything else, have even a decent bone in their body about women. If we want to talk about the Me Too movement, I mean, these people are hardcore against women, right?
Yeah. And I think the other thing that I think you're getting at too is how do we discern, how should we treat our Muslim neighbors, and are they all terrorists? And I think that you made that clear that that's not the case. But I think what's helpful, in discerning between people who threaten us and people who practice their faith and are not really a threat is this one thing. Is do you believe that the Islamic law is superior to the Constitution? Is it your desire that someday Islamic law, the authority of the Quran, replace the U.S. Constitution?
And you even got to say, do you even believe that it's equal to?
Sure, yeah.
Because they might say, well, no, I don't believe it's superior. I'm not an Islamic supremacist, but I do believe it's equal. See, we got to reject that too and say this is our supreme law. It is the Christian way. We accept everybody from whatever belief you may have. We support the freedom of conscience. That doesn't mean that we support a challenge to our law.
Right. And I think many people probably have seen, if they watch cable, especially Fox News, they probably have seen a man named Zudi Jasser, who is the head of a group that is very pro-democracy, pro-America. He's a practicing Muslim, but he is a very fierce critic of care.
Well, and good reason so, but if he supports democracy, he's confused. We don't have a democracy, Art.
Well, we have a republic.
That's we have a republic, and there's democratic.
I'm telling you what the name of his group is. It's the Islamic.
Yeah, and there's democratic principles in our republic. I get it, but we got to be very careful that we don't just preach pure democracy. Hey, Art, I know I asked you to let go at the 30 after. Can you stay a little longer?
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Art Moore with us. WND.com, incredible columnist. He wrote an award-winning, best-selling book, See Something, Say Nothing. Check it out at WND.com. We're talking about his Broward Deputy article, works for the Muslim Mafia. I kid you not. Hang tight.
protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Art Moore, ladies and gentlemen, riding shotgun today. His incredible book, See Something, Say Nothing. Wow, get the details at WND.com. Incredible book. He also created an article just recently. Broward deputy works for the Muslim mafia. Care leader conducted weapons training at Radical Mosque right here in America. I mean, nobody's reporting this but you, Art, or WND.com and us. Who else is even reporting it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there are, you know, some other people who have sent it around on Twitter and who are talking about it on blogs.
And but, good on them, but you're the one that started it. No mainstream press is reporting it at all. They act like we're nuts.
Well, yeah, they don't want to even touch this Muslim Brotherhood connection to CARE. In fact, they have CARE, you know, on their shows. They have leaders from CARE who come and pose as civil rights activists. Basically, they're here, you know, to protect Muslims from Islamophobes like you and me. And so they're missing. Really, you know, what is one of the biggest stories of our age? We're all, you know, aware of by now of the communist movement around the world, and you know, it after the Soviet Union collapsed, there was so much information that came out that showed that, you know, these crazy right-wingers who were telling us about this threat actually were right in many cases. And I think there's a similarity in that there's this denial right now, and the only people who are speaking out are people who are being demeaned a lot, like people were, you know, certainly back in the 50s, you know, when they talked about, oh, people who are always worried about, you know, the commies, there's one behind every bush. And the reality is that the information is there for us. Even FBI evidence that was submitted in a trial, there was this big trial back in the about 10 years ago in Texas, the Holy Land Foundation trial. And in that trial, it was discovered that the Council on American Islamic Relations and several other groups here in the United States were actually funding Hamas, the terrorist organization. Now, our government says Hamas is a terrorist organization.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's clear. We know that past presidents on both sides of the aisle have been involved in this deception, whether it's intentional or whether they're ignorant and looking for political brownie points. I don't know at this point, and that's why I'm a little hesitant to start, you know, smacking of treason and things like that. It is treasonous to undermine American law. What is not known is what their agenda is or where they really fall on this spectrum of how much knowledge they really have, or if they're duped into this for political correctness reasons. That would take, you know, digging in and some hearings and some, you know, maybe court cases or exposing folks on the stand under oath to get to kind of the bottom of that. We want to be very careful that we don't jump too quickly to conclusions that aren't fair to people. We believe people are innocent until proven guilty, and we also believe in the rule of law of due process. We complain when they don't give that to us. We got to make sure we're not guilty of the same back on you, if you will. Now, Art Moore, do you think that Donald Trump is going to expose this and get to the bottom, or do you think he's just as ignorant as the rest?
Well, I think there are promising signs. You know, certainly during the campaign, he talked about naming the enemy. And early on, during the transition period, you know, there were some indications that we were going to change our policy. Our policy actually has had a name called Countering Violent Extremism, not Countering Radical Islam or Countering Islam, but Countering Violent Extremism.
From anyone, ladies and gentlemen, let's be clear. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, again, this idea that, you know, the right-wingers who blow up abortion clinics and you know, the militia and what have you, that they lump them all together and say that our enemy is extremism when we understand that it, in fact, is radical Islam. And Trump, there was indications that his administration would even, you know, change the name, which is a big step forward. And there were a lot of great signs of just in terms of personnel, different people who were appointed. Sebastian Gorka probably is one that a lot of people would know because he's been on Hannity's show a lot on Fox News. But a number of people like him have left. They've really been pushed out. A lot of it because of the National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster. Sadly, Michael Flynn, as you know, ran into some problems early. He was only the National Security Advisor for about a month, but he is somebody who does understand the threat. You can Google some of the things that he said about.
Yeah, no wonder they shoved him out, huh?
And he's gone, and obviously he has some big problems. He might be, you know, his plea guilty, by the way, might be revoked, or he might rescind it. But anyway, that's. The main thing that we're talking about here is policy, and unfortunately, a lot of people like Flynn, like Sebastian Gorka, have been pushed out by the new National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster. And McMaster served our country well as a general, but he unfortunately has this politically correct view of the threat, and he wants to maintain the status quo, and he's pushed out a lot of these really good people. KT McFarland is another one. A number of people who really do understand, and so that's the bad part of it. But there are other things that have happened. I think, I mean, certainly you cannot put aside the the big one that just came about in December of recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, that really does have a lot of impact on our policy regarding Islam. I mean, the reason why all of these presidents before Trump have signed these waivers, you know, there was a law that was passed during the Clinton administration.
Yeah, it was like in 95 or something,
right? And so, but in that law was this option for the president every 6 months to sign a waiver that says we're not going to enact it or implement it, I should say, you know, because of national security reasons. Well, Trump is the first one to say, no, we're going to recognize that Israel is a capital. And, of course, up comes Hamas and these different groups saying, well, we're going to there will be consequences. You know, we're going to engage in...
And we're praying Donald can remain true on this, Art. We're hoping that he can stand up and call a spade, that we can expose this rather than push for gun control and try to disarm good, honest Americans, which we know is completely against the Founding Fathers' intent, completely against our rule of law in America today. And we're hoping we can expose this Broward deputy working for the Muslim mafia group known as... this group and this care organization and training these mosques and everything else. Maybe he should train his own deputies as opposed to training mosques about these gun issues and things. And maybe you can sit down with Donald Trump and catch him up on this. If we all push and put together a petition, maybe we can get Art Moore to sit down with Donald Trump and catch him up to speed on this stuff, huh?
Well, I would love to do that. But I will say that he has had people who do understand the threat. You know, Steve Bannon was his chief strategist for some time, and I have sat down with Steve Bannon a number of times, and I'm telling you, Steve Bannon does understand the threat, and I know that he's communicated that to Donald Trump.
And good news, but Bannon's been bounced as well, and so again, we need to help Donald drain the swamp is what we got to do, sir.
Well, this is the thing: it's a real fierce battle. The swamp has lots of creatures in it, swamp creatures that are really powerful. And the thing that we have to be thankful for is there at least is somebody who, for the first time, is willing to go after it. And you have to realize there are going to be steps backward, two steps back, and one forward, and sometimes three forward and one back. It's going to be a battle. We're only in year one. And I would just point people to a long list of accomplishments. In fact, we compiled them at WND. There's now about 180 of them that are really remarkable conservative accomplishments in the first year.
And it's tied to the Think Trump campaign, right?
Yeah, it is. And so I think that we just have to be realistic that there's an entrenched bureaucratic system. We know that in the State Department, for example, there are thousands of people who were appointed by Obama or hired by people who were appointed by Obama and who still hold Obama's worldview. And so it's really going to take time. I mean, you can't just replace those people overnight.
I know a lot of us get impatient. I'm one of them. I want patience. I don't want it now kind of thing, Art. But you're spot on your point. Art Moore, our guest, ladies and gentlemen, check out his incredible book, See Something, Say Nothing, at WND.com. Also check out his article, Sheriff's deputy in Broward County works for Muslim mafia care leader literally trained in radical mosque. Wow. Art, thank you, sir. Hopefully you'll come back soon.
Hey, thank you, Sam. Pleasure to be with you.
All right, there he is. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. Thank Art Moore for his participation in the broadcast, doing a phenomenal job. Ladies and gentlemen, when we have the deputy that's involved in this county that relates to this shooting that took place at this government school in Parkland, Florida, you got a situation where you go, what? This guy's tied to training radical mosques in America for care, tied to the Muslim Brotherhood. Literally, this guy's part of the Muslim mafia, and he's a sheriff's deputy in America today. That plus the 2013 contract that says we're not going to prosecute criminals so we can have a better record on criminal activity and crime so that we can get more money in the government school systems. And then you tie that with this idea that a lot of these folks were told to stand down. You tie that with this Scott, whatever that guy's name is. Shoot, I don't have his name in front of me. Anyway, this
Israel Singh you're talking about?
No, Scott, somebody.
Sheriff?
He was the guy standing outside that is taking all the blame for not going in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anyway, Scott Peterson. This guy,
that's right.
Literally, he says, I think there was shooting outside. That's why I stayed outside. Well, is he right?
Yeah.
Well, that backs this girl's story that says I was talking to the shooter and I was hearing shots go off in another part of the building. I guarantee there was two shooters. And now all this evidence is shut down and gun control's on the docket. We bring this up and they say, you guys are conspiracy theorists. And I'm saying, no, there's holes all over your story, you dishonest thugs. Let's tell the truth and get to the bottom of it. And by the way, does it all link back to Seth Rich? I don't know. But there's another one. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's the bottom line on that, ladies and gentlemen. Man, we got a row to hoe for the truth. All right, now, while the good guys are trying to tell the tale of liberty, Art Moore, WND.com, Liberty Roundtable, Sam and Kurt, James Edwards, many others, Jesse Lee Peterson, Red 42 Radio, a lot of good people doing good things. But while that's going on, YouTube, literally, that's Google, is secretly using the Southern Poverty Law Center to police videos. Daily Caller documents the reality, assisting YouTube in policing content on their platform. The Daily Caller has learned that it's none other than the Southern Poverty Law Center. These guys have lied about me big time, Kurt. I stood in front of 250 sheriffs and documented their lies about me, and the sheriffs were able to get the truth on this. But this is serious business. They've literally come under fire for labeling legitimate organizations as hate groups. And now Google's using these guys. They're using, quote, digital tools in the Southern Poverty Law Center to mass flag content for review. And then they got these algorithms, and then they're backing into the Southern Poverty Law Center as the gatekeepers for this. Where do you go, Kurt? This is just amazing,
Sam. You know, and it's basically the same people working together, and that's what you've got. You've got the Southern Poverty Law Center working with their friends, and they reciprocate, and that's how that all works. And like you've taught us for so long, we've got to support our own, I guess you could say, organs, media organs, folks like World Net Daily, like Liberty News Radio. You know, if not, you, well, you just end up with only your... your enemies, I guess.
Amen to that. And that's why a lot of people are critical of Sam, saying, you know, why don't you go on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and make your case on that? You could get a lot of advertising dollars from it. You could be big fast. You could. And I said, because we don't own those media outlets, because they'll shut us down. And everybody laughed at me and mocked me for years. And now anybody that's depending on them is in financial trouble, Kurt.
Well, and we've seen it so many times, Sam, for example. I remember in the Ron Paul campaign, you know, big money came in, and yet so many times the uninformed individuals will actually spend that money with our opposition and promote them and continue to support them. Whereas we say, hey, you know, support the friends that you have in the media.
Amen.
And or buy the media yourself, so that your money goes further, you know. I mean,
all right, we're going to keep working on it, ladies and gentlemen. We want your support. Yeah. If we provide value to you, please reciprocate. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. All right, two quick stories before the end of the hour I want to get to. Actually, three stories, but two topics. First one, ultra wealthy are in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, what you've got is, you know, we shouldn't be surprised about this, but apparently, Sam, people have found out that if things cost less, people want to go there. Now, I know this is not anything new to most people, but, you know, that's what's happening.
And they attack you for not being patriotic.
Yeah, you're. In other words, you're just supposed to spend a lot of money just because, say, you're an American or something like
that. That's the way they want you to believe. Yeah, I think it's a lie. I think giving any money to the government that they don't need for the proper role of limited government is nothing but a fiasco.
You know, and in Italy, I was going to say Little-y, I don't know where I got that, but Little Italy. But anyway, in Italy, they are trying to lure these ultra-wealthy folks. And what's the secret? Well, they charge them less in taxes.
Maybe that's a pattern we ought to follow, rich. Kurt. Maybe we ought to create competition and see who can be the best, you know, lower tax municipality and see what happens, Kurt. Maybe we ought to have a battle of the tax reductors or reducers or whatever, right?
That's what you're seeing with this whole, you know, the new tax plan that passed in December. And then you've got,
Amen.
You know, here you've got the super rich there in Italy are expected to pay a flat tax rate of $123,000. They say millionaires from Russia to Norway and the U.S. are seeking to take advantage of Italy's low tax rates for the super rich.
And what you're talking about is expats, people leaving America for greener pastures on a tax haven scenario. One of the people or the groups or countries, wait, it's not a country. Let's see, territories? Anyway, you're talking about countries that people are fleeing to for tax protection. But there's a territory in America people are fleeing to for tax protection, too. It's Puerto Rico, Kurt. And believe it or not, there's Title 20 and Title 22 that are giving people incredible tax breaks to go to Puerto Rico. And businesses are doing it by the dozens. Some of the leaders of it are the digital currency folks or the Bitcoin people or the what do you want to call it, blockchain people or whatever you want to say found great wealth in, quote, digital fiat currencies. A lot of those folks are leading the pack and going there. But Puerto Rico and Italy are two of the biggest tax havens you can find around the world today, and people are flocking to them, Kurt. Maybe we could tell the Donald that we could lower taxes more in America fast and keep these people here.
Good point.
All right. Two other quick stories. Same topic. Public lands, Kurt, in the news.
Well, yeah. Our buddies, the...
Now, read that first line about how he's bundies. Kicking back in his blue jeans and stuff like that. I like that headline. I like that part.
Let's see. I'm just trying to find
it. He's like kicking back in his blue jeans and his Stetson hat, and he's sitting on the couch talking about freedom. He's got the Constitution in his hand, and they say he's pontificating on the rights of public land or the rights of lands and against public lands, etc. Pretty interesting story. There's two stories about Ryan Bundy, and they're blasting public or federal authorities. They're Ammon Bundy denies political ambitions. And anyway, Ryan and Ammon and Cliven are standing up bold, Kurt, and getting some coverage out of it.
Well, yeah, it's very little coverage. The but at least it's something, you know. And the Las Vegas, I think this is the they call it RGJ.com, but the headline reads, Bundy blasts federal authorities, denies political ambitions, and sparks convention speech. I guess he spoke at what's called the Independent American Party. Let's see. Yeah, that's right. Independent American Party convention there. They say it's Nevada's third largest political party, and it's got, 65,000 active registered voters. They say it's about 4.5% of all the active voters. But just imagine if those people, Sam, those small group of 65,000, if they put their money where their mouth was, you know, at a buck a day, what kind of power could they have in Nevada?
And just imagine, you know, how much we could help promote them if, you know, we were able to get a little bit of funding, huh?
That's right. And we'd show them how to use the media to make their case. But anyway, yeah, Mr. Cliven Bundy was there on, you know, on the spot. Now, they said, hey, are you going to run for office? And I thought it was interesting because he basically said, no, I'm just here to promote, you know, the Christian religion and the Constitution. I mean, imagine a tough guy like that. He says, I spent 700 days in jail. I went in there an honest man, an innocent man, and I came out an innocent man. There was never a day that went by that I didn't feel your prayers and concerns. He says, it's time for America to wake up. It's time to start studying the Constitution and realize how right and how great it is. He wrapped up his address on a similar note, urging the Independent American Party to become the party of the pure Constitution. Anyway, pretty good stuff. He shot down the possibility that he was going to run for office because he said he was merely there to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ and the U.S. Constitution. No wonder he doesn't get coverage, Sam. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff is just dangerous.
He gets coverage from Americans that believe in the sacred cause of liberty and ability to have one's conscience as their greatest property. And one who believes in promoting God, family, and country and protecting life, liberty, and property in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Hey, we give airtime to this, Kurt. We've covered the Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy scenario and case. And issues in Oregon and Nevada, literally more than anybody else. Now you could say, well, Sam,
that's
there's
why
some,
we are here.
Man. You could say, Sam, there's some YouTube people that are doing a better job than you. Well, you know what? We cover a lot of topics. We're not just an Ammon Bundy coverage thing. So I'm talking about the media, though. So if Andrea Parker and others do a great job on YouTube, I'm not talking about them. They've got kind of single issues. They put out press releases and details relating to that case and that circumstance, and they do a great job, and we've had them on the program with us many times. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about general news organizations that cover many topics, including this one. We've covered it better than anyone from starting. We were literally live at the rally with Ammon Bundy and with the Hammonds, Dwight and Steve Hammond. We were literally there when the whole thing started in person. And the mainstream press lied about me. They put my picture with the takeover of the refuge story and lied because I wasn't involved in that. I was involved in the peaceful rally. So they lied about us. But the bottom line is we've been covering this all the way, and we will continue to do so because even though we may disagree on tactics sometimes, we absolutely support Ryan and Ammon Bundy's rights to discuss land issues candidly and their efforts to back God, family, and country, their Christian religion, and the Constitution, as they just put it in their latest articles. We've got to set the record straight on this, folks, and we need your funding and your help to get it done. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio and a donation link for you to help us grow our presence in the media. LibertyRoundtable.com and LibertyNewsRadio.com for award-winning talk hosts around the clock. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? We declare this nation shall endure.